Hey, good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Hopefully everything good for you wherever you may be. Thanks for joining us here for Roll Digs, the official podcast of Montana Tech Athletics. And this is a special one, and honestly, one of my favorite ones each and every year. This is our discussion about Senior Day. Of course, Montana Tech football getting ready for Valley City on Saturday. It is Senior Day. There are 19 seniors that will be honored on Saturday. And this is my chance to sit down with head coach Kyle Sampson and talk about those seniors. And it's not even a talk. I'm going to turn things over to coach because no one knows the players on this roster like a head coach. Doesn't matter what level you are at. Doesn't matter. It's family. And that's certainly the case here with head coach Kyle Sampson in this football program. I look forward to this all the time to see what coach has to say about his seniors. And of course, this is a special group. So again, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us for Roll Digs, a special episode here as we talk seniors with head coach Kyle Sampson. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great, buddy. Appreciate you having me on today.
This is it's a special day. It's a big day. Certainly means an incredible amount to the program. But as a head coach, this is a group of guys that have been around you for a long time and mean an awful lot to you.
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head. I mean, just a great group of young men that, you know, have taken our program to new heights and raised the standard. They've had great people in front of them that have showed them the way, and they're carrying that torch. And then we wouldn't be where we're at today, competing to be undefeated in the Frontier Conference without this group. And a tremendous group of football players, but better young men, guys that are going to be tremendous fathers someday, and just great people that, when you talk about Montana Tech and all the special things that we have here, it's the people and these kids absolutely represent everything what's great about Montana Tech, and not only on the football field but in the classroom. And they've just been a tremendous group of guys out in the community as well. This is a group of guys that have built relationships with the community for 4 or 5, sometimes 6 years, and just really proud of these guys and really excited that we get to honor them tomorrow. We have 19 of them. And I think the biggest thing too that's really cool about a senior day like this one is that they know it's not their last home game. And that's, I think that's a special thing to know, because senior days are tough. They're emotional. It's especially in college when you know it, the end of your football career is coming to an end. And, it's unlike any other sport. You can't play 11-on-11 tackle football when you're done. You just can't, we'd all love to, but you can't do it, and you don't put the pads on ever again. And that's a sad day for a football player, for a competitor. And, but we're excited to honor these 19 kids, and it's a pretty special group that's very dear to my heart and my family's heart, and also our coaching staff.
Well, and without further ado, I'm just going to sit back and listen. But if you wouldn't mind talking about your seniors in whatever order you'd like, what they mean to the program, special moments, anything like that, please, I'll just turn it over to you, Coach. The seniors for Montana Tech here in 2025.
You bet. I appreciate that. Yeah, we'll just go alphabetical by the first name, just kind of how I got on this list here. The first one is, pretty cool deal for Caden Cross. He's a senior. He's actually a student assistant coach this year. Unfortunately, had an accident last year snowmobiling and broke his pelvis, and was hoping to get back and play for us this year as an offensive lineman, and then just didn't get cleared. Just didn't quite heal right, and they told him that, it wouldn't be the best thing to keep playing. So, he called me up in the summer, and he was planning on coming back, and he's like, Coach, they're not going to clear me. And he's like, I asked him, I said, hey, man, well, we'd still love to have you around, whatever capacity that looks like. And I said, hey, I'd love to have you be a coach for us. He said, Coach, let me think on that. And, he called me back the next day and said, I'm going to be there. And he showed up for fall camp. It's his last semester as far as when he graduates. He's getting married this summer to his fiance Gracie here in Butte. And Caden's been a heck of a coach for us this year, helping Coach Thatcher out on the offensive line. He's up in the booth, just been a tremendous addition to our staff. We wish he was still playing for us, but man, to be able to make the best out of a terrible situation where he couldn't play his senior year, just speaks to volumes of who he is. He's a great leader. I'm trying like crazy to keep him around. Yeah. I think he's got a bright future. He's obviously going to graduate here with an engineering degree. He's probably going to make a hell of a lot more money than any of us coaches make. But I'm trying to tell him, hey, man, stick around and help us coach, or get an engineering degree in Butte and still help us coach. So he's already got a bunch of job offers, and I don't know if that's going to work out. But, you know, he's a great young man. He's got a great family. And he's been a huge part of our success this fall as a coach, and just one of those guys you can count on. You know, he'd be a guy that whatever you need, Caden's going to be there, and those are the type of guys you want on your team and on our staff. The next senior is Charlie Kiergan. Charlie's a Missoula Sentinel kid, extremely decorated high school career as a linebacker and a kind of a fullback tight end. He's actually played both sides of the ball for us. He's battled some big-time injuries, had multiple hip surgeries since he's been here, you know, and was a huge recruit for us 5 years ago, you know, and then battled some injuries. But we kind of started him on offense, moved him to defense, played the end, then he got hurt, and then ended up moving him back to the offensive side of the ball last year, and this had two great years for us at fullback. Fullback's a big part of our offense and what we do in our personnel groups, and Charlie's a great kid that, you know, he's about the team. And if you're going to be a fullback, you got to be about the team, right? You're not getting all the stats. But, man, he's made some huge plays for us. I can think of a huge play last year against College of Idaho on a 4th-and-1. This year on 4th-and-1 against Northern, he catches one on the sideline and goes 66 yards for a touchdown. But the things that people don't see is the amount of great blocking he provides for our tailbacks. You know, we've had some of the best running backs in the league the last – 3 or 4 years that Charlie's been here, and a big part of our running back success is because they got him blocking in front of him. And he's been a big part of our bootleg and our play action game, catching the ball. He's a great athlete, you know, and it's been pretty awesome to see what he's been able to overcome with his, a lot of people with the hip surgeries that he's had would have never even tried to come back. And I'm just so proud of him and his toughness, and really excited to see him continue to be a tremendous fullback for us on senior day and then into the playoffs. Christian Vetter, local kid from right here in Butte, America. You talk about an all-time team player, a kid that, same thing, has battled injuries, knees and hamstrings since he's been here, has been a special teams ace for us, has had a couple big-time games in the backfield, you know, and making big plays. And then, you know, a couple years ago, we're out in Southern Oregon, he has a big touchdown run, and the next play on kickoff, he breaks his leg, you know. So just had some unfortunate luck. Christian was elected a leader for us last winter and has done a tremendous job in that role. You know, and like I said, as a senior, you know, Wakis and Nate are obviously getting the share of the carries. But Christian has continued to be a great leader on our team, stepped up in many different ways in special teams and also carrying the football, and just the ultimate, you know, ultimate teammate. And I can't tell you how proud I am of Christian. Comes from a great family here in Butte, you know, and just a guy that represents Butte so well with his toughness, his attitude, and, you know, a kid that has just really grown into that leadership role. A lot of young kids look to him, and he provides that example for a lot of young kids. And I think a great example for the young kids of Butte, to be able to watch a kid that, you know, played at Butte High and came here and had a tremendous career. And, you know, hoping to finish this thing out with the championship. And, you know, it's always really cool to have kids on your team from your hometown and to have the success that he's had and to be as humble as he is.
Yeah.
The next one, Cole Worley, another Butte kid from right here in Butte, America. We call him Mighty Mouse. You know, he's built like me, not very tall. We're one of the two of the only people on the team that are probably less than 5'7". So me and Worley, we have a close bond because we're not very we're vertically challenged, I guess, if that's the right way to say it, right? But you talk about a kid, same thing. Cole's been battling a back injury all offseason and all summer, and didn't even know if he'd be able to play this year, just toughed it out. And he's been a special teams guy for us his whole career, a guy that is absolutely a great worker in the weight room. For a kid his size, most people wouldn't think he could play college football. But it's all heart and all toughness. You know, comes from a tremendous family here that support Montana Tech. You know, and just one of those kids that, same thing, he's going to have a tremendous future in his business. He's already started businesses and doing the things he does, and very talented and just a hard worker, but a great kid. And just someone that, you know, you want to build your program around, a person that's going to show up every single day and give it everything you got. You know, I'm so proud of Cole for sticking it out, and so proud of him for, you know, being the tough kid he is. And like I said, a lot of people would have just hung it up because of the injury that he's going through. A lot of people don't even know that. But he wanted to play this year, and we're so proud of him, and I can't thank him enough for all he's done since he's been here. The next one is David Lowry, senior out of Helena, Montana. He was a Helena High Bengal, our starting corner this year. David's had a great year. He was kind of a special teams ace for 3 years and didn't really play a whole lot of DB. You know, and we had two senior corners last year that played a lot of football. And so David was a little bit of a package guy, but this is his first year starting and has done a tremendous job. Extremely hard worker. He's another leader on our team. And I think he's really just stepped up. And honestly, he's had his best games the last two games. He's played really, really well against Rocky. He had a big pick last week against Dickinson. And, you know, we're really excited about what he's going to do for us in these next couple weeks. But David's a tremendous kid. Same thing. I say this about all these kids, but come from great families that support us. And, man, it's been a great ride for him. And one of those kids, same thing, right? You know, in the world these days, and especially in college athletics, right, the easy thing to do is if you're not the starter in first year, you go transfer. And these, you know, David's a perfect example. He stuck it out. He was a special teams guy that was a hell of a special teams player for us for 3 years. And got a shot when he was a senior, and now it's paying off. And he's a kid that's doing a hell of a job. And just so proud of him and his toughness and his leadership, and really excited about his future as well. The next one here is first year here, Damon Burns, a transfer that came here knowing he had 1 year left. And we brought him in July and worked him out. We're really impressed with Damon. But you don't get too many transfers with 1 year left that are engineering transfers. And this kid is super smart, takes a ton of pride in what he does in the classroom, and has been a huge addition to our team. Same thing, came in and not a starter. He's played a lot in our packages and our sub packages on defense, but owned his role as a senior and leads our team in interceptions and big interceptions, right? Some big, big plays at critical points right before the half in a couple games, some huge picks, you know, game sealing pick against College of Idaho, right? Who's the other, you know, that's other top team in our conference besides us. And Damon's a great kid, man. He works really hard. He's very talented, but humble as can be. And has accepted his role and done it to the best of his ability. And we're so happy that Damon made the choice to come to Montana Tech for this last year playing football. And he's been a great addition to our team. The next one, Derek Pierce, you know, a captain, tremendous kid. Came here as a quarterback from Post Falls, Idaho. And then moved him to tight end early in his career and asked him to put on 30 pounds. And now he's, you know, 6'4", 6'5", 250 pounds and one of the best tight ends in the NAI. And I mean that because he's the ultimate blocker and receiver. He's a huge part of what we do in the running game. He's a huge part of our play action bootleg game. It's been some huge plays for us, not only in the red zone, but on third down for us this year. And Derek's, you know, he's made himself into being one of the best tight ends in the country. Tremendous kid, comes from a tremendous family, that supports us, father of our son of a coach. You know, and, I think what's really cool about Derek is, like I said, a quarterback that changed positions because he wanted to get on the field and really accept his role of trying to earn a spot as a tight end and just worked his butt off to get there. And when he got his opportunity, he ran with it. Yeah. Was an all-conference player last year as a junior, and then, you know, we haven't got any of those stuff this year, but I fully expect him to be, you know, up at the top of the country as far as tight ends. But the thing with him is he doesn't care about those things. He cares about the team and a tremendous leader. You know, him and Tell were our first two captains that were elected last spring, and that says a lot about the type of person he is. And a great student, is going to have a great career, you know, and just a person that you love to have represent your program. The next one, Jace Thompson, senior out of Fort Benton. Jace is having a tremendous year, and same thing. He's playing his best football the last three or four games. Not only getting pass breakups, but tackles for loss and tackling all over the place. A great kid. You know, similar to David as far as a special teams ace for us for the last 3 years, and one of the best special teams players in the conference, and then got his shot as a senior, stuck it out, was about the team, and now he's a starter as a senior and having a tremendous, tremendous season for us. And, you know, same thing, another son of a high school coach. I remember recruiting him, you know, out of Fort Bend High School, and he's came here and has just made a tremendous impact on our team. You know, and a kid that, you know, just works his butt off, but very lighthearted. He's kind of the heartbeat of the team this year, if I'm being honest. He's a guy that jokes around, has fun, and is kind of that lighthearted guy you need on your team. And but he's working his butt off, and he's a guy that works his tail off in the weight room. Same thing, not overly big by any means for his position in college, but he's got the heart of a champion, man. And you know, I'm sure proud that that he's on our team, and he's had a tremendous impact on our program. And you know, same thing, just comes from a great family and just works his butt off every day to be successful, and is going to have a great future. Jacob Graves, senior offensive lineman, kid that transferred here a couple years ago from the University of Idaho, and really has, you know, last year was a rotational guy for us, has really stepped up and became a great offensive lineman for us at the right tackle spot. Jacob got married last summer, and they're actually expecting a little child here right around Christmas. So, wow. Just really excited for him and his wife. And his family. That's pretty awesome to be able to do that and celebrate that. And Jacob has just worked so hard and just improved over the last 2 years. And now I think he's one of the best tackles in this conference. And it's really been cool to see his growth and see him come out his senior year and just have a great senior year. I mean, our offensive line is, you know, doing a hell of a job. And he's a big part of that. A very, you know, kind of soft-spoken kid, but man, when he puts on the he gets in between the white lines, he's doing a heck of a job this year, and extremely smart. Another great student on our team. Well, I think he's got a 3.9 GPA, and you know, doing it and coming out and just being a great addition to our offensive line this year, and stepping up in his first year starting, and having a heck of a year. The next one here is Jackson Cotton. Jackson's a Bozeman kid. You know, a lot of family ties to this program with his dad and his uncle. You know, Jackson has been a kid that, you know, started as a defensive lineman for us, and then we moved him to tight end a couple years ago. And just a kid that comes in and works hard every single day. And I really appreciate Jackson. You know, he's a special teams guy for us, and a kid that cares tremendously about this program. And what's really cool about Jackson is he has a goal of being a high school or college coach, and there's a possibility he might, you know, he's going to be done playing, but he might be coaching. He might be, and whether that's here or not, I'm not 100% sure. He'd like to finish out his school, and I think he'd be a great addition to helping us out and starting his career as a coach. He wants to be a coach and a teacher. You know, that's pretty damn cool when you can have kids on your team that want to continue that as a profession. And I think Jackson's a tremendous kid, very, very football smart and a high football IQ, and just a kid that, same thing, is the ultimate teammate that, you know, is all about the team and wants to do anything he can to help us win, and that's a big deal. Yeah. The next one here, Levi Torgerson, obviously having a tremendous career for us, and having one of the most special seasons that I've seen around here for a long time as a receiver. He's 4-for-4 in passing with 3 touchdowns. You know, he's leading the nation in punt returns and kickoff returns. He's just a weapon, and you know, but doing it with a smile on his face and just having a heck of a career. And you know, Levi's very special to me. He played for my dad in high school, and I've known him for a very long time. Obviously, he's a not only a great football player, he's a great basketball player as well, which just doesn't happen in this world anymore. Yeah. And comes from a great family. Obviously, his brother's coaching for us, and his other brother, Kyle, played for us and is still doing all of our highlight videos and everything like that. Yeah. And our graphic design stuff. His dad played here. I mean, it's pretty cool, just the connection. And then, you know, he's just going out there and same thing, not a very big guy, but man, he plays 11 feet tall every time he steps on the field. And, you know, Levi's been a huge, huge part of our success. And, you know, every week teams are game planning against him, but they can't stop him. And, you know, that's a pretty special player to have when we know teams are trying to figure out every play where number two is, and he's still having the year he's having. And, just so proud of him, you know, and his commitment. He's really grown as a leader. Levi's a pretty soft-spoken kid. But we challenge him in the offseason to really, you know, grow into a leadership role, because he's such a good player, and he really has. He's grown up as far as a leader so much in the last 6 months, and it shows. He's holding guys accountable. He's obviously been a tremendous player, but he's upped his game this year. I mean, he's always been a great player the last 2 years for us, but, you know, he's really stepped up, and he just does everything for us. And a great kid from a great family, and, you know, someone that has definitely left his legacy here at Montana Tech. Mm-hmm. The next one here, Nate Milinowski, first-year transfer out of Miami, Ohio. He's been a great addition to our team, a running back, great kid, They came here as a grad transfer, you know, already graduated, same thing, great GPA, comes from a great family. He came here on his visit in May, and we were lucky enough to get him to come out to Butte. And, man, he's been just a super addition to our team. You know, him and Keese in the backfield together. He's been, I think he's blocked three punts this year, catching the ball out of the backfield. He's just a Swiss Army knife as far as what he does. And he does it with a smile on his face. And he's really grown into a great leader on our team, which doesn't happen a whole lot when it's your first year here. But a great addition to our team. Just super proud of Nate and the attitude he brings every single day. And he's had some huge games for us this year. Yeah. You know, like I said, not only running the ball, but catching the ball, and then on special teams. You know, I think back of that Carroll game, which seems like forever ago, right? But, you know, he's the guy that flipped the momentum in the game and blocked that punt and got us down there. And then, you know, those are huge things that, you know, some people forget about in the special teams realm. But Nate's been a huge addition to our team and a great leader and a great kid. And we're super happy that he decided to come to Montana Tech. Next one, Parker Johnston. I think, you know, the ultimate ore digger, a kid that's been here for 6 years, a kid that's fought through injury upon injury upon injuries, tore his knee a couple times. This year he dislocated his elbow in practice before the Southern Oregon game, had to miss six games, fought back. He's back playing again. He's had the worst luck of anybody I could ever imagine as far as his injuries. But, man, he keeps coming back. He is an elite leader on our team. You know, I think one of the coolest moments this year for him is in that first Copper game. We ran our little lefty play with Levi, and he throws a touchdown to Parker, one of the biggest plays of the game. And, you know, Parker is, like I said, he's the ultimate ore digger. He's been here for 6 years. Kids would have quit three times with everything he's been through. He stuck it out. Even the years he couldn't play, he was basically like a coach for us those years. You know, and was finally really back healthy this spring. And it was the first spring ball he could actually do, I think, in the last 4 years because of his injuries. And, you know, was doing a great job, having a hell of a year. And then he hurt his elbow, and now he's finally back and feeling good. So it's awesome to have him back for this run. And just can't thank him enough. He's got a great family that are huge supporters of us in Montana Tech. And, you know, like I said, just the epitome of what we want our program to be about is Parker Johnston. And just so proud of him and so thankful that he stuck it out and everything he does for us from a football standpoint, but also from a leadership standpoint is you can't measure that. And just a great, great kid.
He wouldn't have, if he didn't have bad luck, he wouldn't have any luck.
Exactly.
None.
Yeah. He, and like I said, just shows you his toughness and his love for Montana Tech and his love for his teammates, right? Yep. He wasn't going to quit. He was going to stick it out, and he wanted to do everything he can to get back on the football field. And, you know, that just shows you who he is. Yep. The next one here is Peyton Gonzer. Peyton has had a tremendous career for us from Great Falls High. Another kid that played for my dad in high school. It's pretty cool to, you know, recruit kids that, you know, obviously my dad's retired now, but to recruit kids that played for your family and to get recommendations from your own dad, you know that you're going to get a pretty, you know, a pretty good recommendation if he tells you that you should recruit this kid. And Peyton's been a huge player for us. You know, was an all-conference safety for us last year, and this year is just playing lights out and one of the absolute leaders on our team is having a heck of a year in the secondary, not only in the pass department as far as PBUs and interceptions, but a great tackler and a guy that gets us lined up back there and makes all our checks and our calls. And just so proud of Peyton. He's become a tremendous, tremendous leader for us and has worked tremendously hard. Another one of our captains and a kid that, you know, our defense looks to. You know, and he steps up in big games. I think that's the thing about Peyton Gonzer, right, is in the biggest moments of the biggest games, you're going to find Peyton. And that shows you what type of player he is and type of competitor he is. And a tremendous person off the field, you know, a guy you can count on every day of his life. And just another kid that comes from a great Montana family that loves Montana Tech and is going to have a great career when he leaves here. But we're excited. He's still got some more games underneath his belt that he gets to play for us. Next guy here is Tell Arthur. Tell, you know, just had another kid, tremendous career here. He's played a lot of football, you know, played in a lot of football games. And I think Tell is having an MVP-type season this year. I think he's the best linebacker in the conference, and I don't think it's even close. That's no disrespect to other people, but Tell is playing at an All-American level this year. His leadership has been incredible. You know, like I said, him and Derek were the first two captains elected, and they've just stepped up. And I really believe on teams, and we're a championship team this year as far as the Frontier Conference. You win championships with championship leaders. Talent is important, but leadership is way more important. And that's something that's a big part of our culture and our program. But these two kids and the rest of our captains and our leaders have stepped up, and Tell has been a huge part of our culture and a huge part of our success this year. He's a stud linebacker, but he's a better leader. And he stepped up and just really worked so hard to become a great football player, and just so proud of him. You know, same thing, another Montana boy that came here, has had a tremendous impact on me and my family and this program, and comes from a great family. I can remember being in his living room, you know, 5 years ago, and being so excited that he decided to come here. You know, and what a great addition to our program, and we're so thankful he chose to come here and stuck it out. You know, Tell is same thing, left a legacy here, and you know, I really believe he's the best defensive player in the league this year. Tom Walkup, the next guy on the list here, same thing. Tom is a Bozeman kid that came here, and you know, has been a 3-year starter for us on the offensive line. Just a guy that shows up every single day. And works. Tom is another captain for us, great leader, brings it. He's a guy that brings the energy for our team, a very driven individual, and really worked for everything he's had. Same thing, not the prototypical offensive lineman size for this level, but doesn't matter. He's got the heart of a champion. He's got the heart of a winner. And, you know, Tom is a guy that we trust 100%. He's a guy that gets us right up front, makes the calls for us, and just really brings our guys together. He's one of those people that brings people together. And when you got teammates like that, that lift each other up, you know, you got a chance to be successful. And Tom's a great addition to our team. He's a great leader, and someone that's going to be extremely successful in everything that he does. But just so proud of him and all the work that he's put in to be successful on and off the field. And, you know, just one of those guys that just, like I said, brings it every single day. And that's what you need if you're going to be a championship team. The next one here is Trey Yates, a roommate of Tom's. They're kind of best buds. You know, he's our nose guard, plays some three technique as well. A guy that's been a multiple year starter for us as well. Came here, a transfer here from Montana State a couple years ago. And Trey, another captain that I think if there's a kid that's really grown as far as his leadership, it's Trey. And I've told him this a couple times this year. Trey's always been a really good football player. He has grown into one of the best leaders that we've had here at Montana Tech. And it's a credit to him and who he is and his family. He's a tremendous young man. He works extremely hard. You know, interior D linemen, nose guards don't get a lot of the stats and the credit. But, man, our defense would not be anywhere where we're at if it wasn't for those boys up front. And Trey's the epitome of that. He doesn't care about stats. He doesn't care about anything. He's taking on double teams every single game, and being a great leader. And same thing, like I said, he's grown into a tremendous leader and a captain for us and a guy that our team looks to. He brings a ton of energy and juice every single day, and works his butt off. And just so proud of Trey and the success that he's had and how far he's came in the last couple years as a player and a leader. And a guy that, you know, love him to death and, just really appreciate, you know, what he does for our program every single day. The next one here, Wakeese Johnson, another transfer that came in here, first year guy from Mississippi State, was a grad transfer and all SEC academic, selection. And we're really excited and blessed that Wakeese decided to come to Montana Tech. We recruited him, back in May. He decided to come here and was here all summer. And I think everybody has seen what he's done with our football program. And, you know, he's just been a huge addition that's very talented, a great runner. We've been able to keep him pretty healthy the last couple of weeks and not have to worry about giving him a bunch of carries, which has been awesome. So he's feeling pretty dang good for this playoff run, which we're really excited about. Wakeese is extremely talented, you know, a great runner. He can catch the ball in the backfield. But the thing that always impresses me the most with him is his humbleness. He's an SEC transfer that could come here and act like he's better than anybody else. And from day one, he stepped on campus. You wouldn't know where he came from. He doesn't want to tell you that. He just wants to come and be a part of the team. And I really appreciate him from that. He's got a tremendous attitude. And just goes to work and loves being here and loves his teammates. He's a great teammate. And like I said, at this level, when you get, you know, transfers from that conference, right? SEC is the best conference in the nation. You know, naturally, you're probably thinking, oh, this kid probably thinks he's pretty dang good. And he is, but you wouldn't know that by talking to the kid or seeing him, or he doesn't act like anything like that. And I really appreciate from him. And like I said, he cares about the right things. He cares about the classroom. He cares about being a good student, being a good teammate, and being a good person in the community. And just really proud of Keese. Really excited to see, you know, what he's going to do for us in the next couple games as well. The last senior on the list here is Zach Newton. Zach is another Great Falls High kid that played for my father. You know, him and Yates, those interior guys, just, you know, absolute workers. Zach's probably one of the absolute strongest guys in our team, lives in the weight room, self-made, same thing. If you looked at him height-wise, you'd say, oh, can he play college football as a defensive lineman in this league? And Zach's had a heck of a career for us. Same thing as an interior guy, you know, you're getting double teamed all the time and taking that on, but he does it tremendously. And, you know, Zach's the ultimate teammate, and he doesn't say much, right? But everybody knows if Zach talks, they're going to listen. And works extremely hard. Another great Montana kid that comes from a great family that supports us tremendously. And same thing. I mean, you know, all you'd have to do is ask my dad. And, you know, Zach Newton's one of his favorite players in the history of his coaching career. And then my dad's coached a lot of people. And Zach is the ultimate football guy, loves the game. Loves everything about it, and you know, just comes out and works. You know, to me, he's one of the top five, you know, absolute hardest workers I've ever been around in my life. And you know, he brings it every single day, and it shows on the football field. And he's battled through a couple knee injuries as well. You know, he's out there wearing two knee braces now, playing nose guard, and you know, doing a heck of a job doing it. And just tough as they come. And, you know, a tremendous person off the field, and another great student. I mean, I think every single one of these people on this list, Paul, is an honor roll type of a student. And, you know, I think, you know, when you think about this year and you think about the success and how proud you are, it really makes you super proud of this school that you can win a Frontier Championship and compete to go hopefully continue to move on with kids that are great students too.
Yeah.
You know, and but that's why, because they care about the right things. And we always talk about, hey, if you're going to be great in one part of your life, don't be average in the other, you know. And I'm not saying everybody's got to be a 4.0 student, but you better show up to class every day. You better give it all you have. And we got a bunch of kids that do that. They want to be the best in everything they do. And that's special, right? That doesn't happen all the time. We got a bunch of kids that take pride in what they do in the academics. They take pride in going out in the community and being around the young kids of the community. They take an extreme amount of pride, you know, in what they do on the football field. And they also know that they're playing for more than themselves. They're playing for their teammates. They're playing for this campus and this campus community. They're playing for the city of Butte. And most important, they're playing for all the Ordiggers that came before them. And that's a special thing that we have this tremendous connection with our alumni. And that's a huge thing that I can't understate as the head coach. Like, it's special here, and the ties with the alumni and the pride the alumni has in what we're doing and the pride that our players have to represent those alumni, it goes hand in hand. And you don't see that in a lot of places. And, you know, that's why this is the, in my opinion, the best place in the country. And I'm super blessed and proud to be able to be a part of that and to work here at Montana Tech and to work with the best people in the world. And I got the best job in the world. I get to come to work every day, you know, coaching the game that I love and do it with a bunch of people that I love. And to me, man, what else could you ask for in life by just going to work every day with people that you call your best friends and getting to coach the game with a bunch of great kids? You couldn't ask for a better job.
Head coach Kyle Sampson, ladies and gentlemen, again, talking about his tremendous group of seniors, 19 seniors being honored this Saturday at Bob Green Field. My thanks to Coach Kyle Sampson, and of course, my thanks to the seniors. Just an incredible group that, when I think of this group, the through line to me is that blue collar. These guys just absolutely come to work each and every day, and they care more about each other than they care about anything else, and I think it shows each and every week. So again, thanks for joining us here for Roll Digs and the One Big One. Remember, tradition never graduates, ladies and gentlemen. Ordigger football and Ordigger athletics here on Roll Digs. Take care.